This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
I'm sorry. Are you sure this is the podcast you were looking for? Really? Okay then. Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast. Every week, our sad little team discusses gaming in various forms, make stupid wisecracks, and generally embarrass themselves quite well with their so-called expert opinions. Remember, you did this to yourself.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And today, I wanted to talk a little bit about a story that came up, just recently as of recording, but it was a couple weeks ago. And I think it's kind of important for retro gaming as a whole, but also kind of shows really what Nintendo is. And that's not a good thing. So, you see, Nintendo basically has come out, they've always been kind of monolithic. Let's just say assholes when it comes to their copyrights, to their trademark properties. Like, for example, most other game companies really love it when people make videos of them playing their games because it's free fucking advertising, right?
One would think so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, early on in YouTube's days, game companies would be like, oh, no, we don't want you to do that, because they were afraid that they were stealing their content or showing things or being used to, game the system or be able to gain benefits that other players didn't have. But then they realized, no, it's nothing like that. They're just playing the game. People like to watch it, and then they go out and buy our game. Or in the case of an MMORPG, they join that game, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing. Unless you're Nintendo. Nintendo's like, oh no, you can't do that. That's our game. Dude, it's a game you don't even sell anymore. No, that's our game. You cannot play Super Mario Brothers. No, that's our game. But then they went and decided, yeah, okay, we let you play our game, but you have to be Nintendo partner in our Nintendo partner program. In which case, we make the money and then we give you a cut of the money you would have earned on YouTube for that video. Yeah, fuck off. Basically, they're hypocrites, right? And, but they don't care. They're Nintendo. What you gonna do? They're a 100-year-old monolith, right? But then they went beyond that. Just a couple weeks ago, they went completely beyond that. They went from, we're big old monolithic company that we can't change our ways. This is just the way we are. Blah blah blah. Nah, they went from that to full on cartoon supervillain.
Okay.
Yeah. You see, a lot of retro gaming has to do with ROMs, basically, mm-hmm. where people copy down like a cartridge. They take the software that's on the cartridge, copy it down into a digital form, and then run it through an emulator so that they can then play it on their computer or whatever, right?
Right.
And legally, you are allowed to do this. You're allowed to make copies of software for personal use. ROMs are legal for yourself. If you own the game, you can have the ROM, right? Well, then there's the ROMs that you don't own the games for. Okay? Yes, technically it is a breach of copyright to have or provide a ROM to someone who doesn't have that game.
Well, that is piracy.
Yeah, it's copyright infringement, and it is against the law. It's not, we're going to put you in jail against the law, but it's, usually civilly, you know, they'll sue you for it. And it's fine. The Digital Millennium Copyright Act accounts for this. Everyone's aware of it. Fine. Now, it's argued that if a company has provided this game and it is 20-something years old and they're no longer selling it actively, then why isn't it okay for people to play the ROMs, as that's the only way they can really gain access to said game? So there's some legal questions, let's just say, as to whether ROMs do provide a viable legal way to play a game. But that's neither here nor there. Let's just face it, ROMs, as a general rule, are not legal. Right?
Right.
Okay. Everyone's aware of that. And there are websites that provide them. You can go to these websites. You can download them. You can download the BIOSes for the various machines, let's say the GameCube or whatever, so that you can then, the emulators often need these BIOSes so that they can emulate that machine. Right? And then, so yeah. Theoretically, if you own that machine, you can rip the BIOS down into digital form and put it in an emulator and legally play the ROMs that you ripped yourself for games you own. You can do that legally. But we know these websites that provide this stuff for people to download, and that's it. Two of these websites are loveroms.com. And then there's loveretro.co. They're owned by the same person, the same company. And on their websites, they provide it's a very Nintendo look. Lots of classic Nintendo characters and Nintendo artwork, like the Mario bricks that he would bounce his head into and whatnot. A lot of that artwork is on their website it's decoration for it. Basically, it's Nintendo everywhere. Not to mention, a few hundred of their ROMs being offered for download. So, Nintendo got a lawyer, filed a lawsuit. And they're legally okay to do this. This is fully legal. The whole thing. The Digital Millennium Copyright Act allows for, when it was written, $150,000 for every single instance of a copyright being infringed.
Okay.
Now, people could argue, is that really fair? What is one infringement versus another? Some might be very minor, others very egregious, whatever. Point is, it's a set amount. That's for a judge to decide, but the thing is, some intrepid journalistic types who went and looked at these websites went, oh, look, added some things up, counted some things, and went, oh, let's see, at $150,000 a pop, effectively, not even including punitive damages, Nintendo is suing this company, this small website company, for $100 million.
Okay.
Like I said, full-on supervillain. Basically, they went straight up Dr. Evil.
Yeah, but if the crime was committed, does it really make him a supervillain for taking advantage of the law as written?
Now, people would say, you're right. They're just following what the law allows.
I mean, it's kind of a heavy-duty pile-on to one company.
But here's the thing. They're only suing this one company. There are dozens upon dozens of these websites owned by many different owners and different companies.
Well,
and I can tell you personally, loveroms.com and their counterpart, loveretro.co, which the second one I'd never even heard of before, are not even nearly the biggest or the most well-known.
Yeah. So?
Or the easiest to use. Don't ask me how I know that. The point is, they're not exactly the place you're going to go to first and foremost. And they're not exactly the place that can really defend themselves.
Playing devil's advocate. If you were a big company and you didn't want to have a lengthy, costly lawsuit, wouldn't you pick on not the biggest or the baddest? You'd pick on one of the middle guys. Because you don't want to look like you're abusing the weakest one out there. And you don't want to waste your money going up against the big guy of the group.
Well,
so you pick on somebody more in the middle. And hopefully you hit him with a big enough fine that it sends a message to everybody else. Because if he ends up winning, now he can start setting his guns towards the bigger offenders. And he's got precedence backing him up.
But allow me to retort. First of all, Love Roms, the company behind Love Roms, is not even close to a middle tier. They're not big. They've got two websites. A lot of these guys have a bunch of different websites and a lot greater reach. It seems to me, I don't know, but it seems to me that these are the sort of websites put together by like a guy who has some talent, but is basically in his basement.
Okay.
And they're not going to get anything from this dude
or this company. They're not looking to get anything out of him. They're looking to send a message.
Oh, okay. They could have sent a message with a cease and desist and just put him out of business.
A cease and desist doesn't have the same power of, bam, $100 million, you owe me.
Yeah.
And they could do that to you, and then to you, and then to you, and on down the list, because now the law is on their side. Well, I mean, it was always on their side, but now they've got a court order backing them up, which makes it easier for the next one, and it just snowballs from there.
But here's the thing, though. That $100 million was for each individual ROM, which there was like 100-and-something ROMs that were specifically Nintendo games, not third-party games. Right. Those weren't counted. Just, it's like 100-and-something Nintendo games. So you multiply that by 150,000. Okay, we're now in a few million dollars here. You know, I think it's... No, I can't do the math in my head. But it's not $100 million. Right, okay. So, you're still... That's a lot. But it's not an egregious amount like we're talking about. No, what they did was they also went to the website, every page of it, and counted the individual symbols, each individual brick, each individual toad guy on that website, and their icons, and the lettering used that was similar to their font, all that. Added that together and went, that's how they came up with each. Those far exceeded the number of ROMs. And the thing is, that's insane. If they'd gone one per page, sure.
But again, they're
but
trying
each
to
individual symbol, when the symbol's used multiple times on a page?
Doesn't matter. They don't want anything Nintendo on that site because that makes it look like Nintendo okayed it.
Oh, I forgot. Also, screen art, box art for the individual games were counted as well.
Good.
It's just...
I understand why they're doing it. I understand why they went after the assets that were used without their permission.
Right.
Whether the amount is egregious or not is up to a judge.
You're absolutely right.
The whole point of them going after the art assets as well is they're protecting their brand. They don't want their brand being used by another company who's making these ROMs and giving them away, possibly selling them.
No, there's no selling involved. What it is these websites work by, they have ads, mm-hmm. and what it is, they make you click through multiple pages to download a ROM. Don't ask me how I know that. The point is...
it's called research.
Yes, research. Anyway, you have to go through several pages, each one having a couple ads. And so they get lots of views on their ads, and that's how they make any amount of money. But not nearly $100 million. Here's the thing, though. Most companies... companies are going to sue these places when they finally go, you know what, we've had enough. Let's say Sega. Recently, Sega released a bunch of their old Master System and Sega Genesis games. So you could download them on your phones, right? And the app that you can play them in has ads, let's say. So they go, okay, they're now providing these games. They don't want those ROMs available, so they go and sue a company that lends, like, Dope ROMs, let's say. Which, yes, Dope ROMs is an actual ROM website. Don't ask me how I know that. The point is, research! Anyway, let's say they sue Dope ROMs. Now, let's say they sue them for 80 or 100 Sega actual games that are on their website to download.
Okay.
And yes, there's box art. And yes, there's other things. But here's the thing. For the most part, they're gonna sue them for, here are the ROMs on your site. These are the ones we have a problem with you providing these for download and profiting off of people downloading them through ads. So we want the ad revenue, plus we want punitive damages. They're not going to ask for that insane $150,000 per infringement, because, first of all, that's an insane amount. But even if they did, they're asking for a fraction of what Nintendo's asking for, because even with punitive damages, let's say it triples the amount, 15 million tripled is only 45 million, which still, that's a lot of money. That's going to put a major chilling effect on any company wanting to do these sorts of websites. They just drive them off to doing torrents, but that's beside the point.
But what you're talking about, though, is they're still just making their voice heard.
They're making a statement. They're doing it in a lot more reasonable manner, in which case, let's say Nintendo brings this to court. Unless they get a friendly judge, the judge is going to look at this and go, I don't care about the Digital Millennium Copyright Act or not. You're insane to go after every little box. You know, a freaking brick square. You don't get to copyright a freaking brick square. Now, the brick with a question mark on it, we'll give you that one. That's iconic. A brick square is not. Grass, a little tuft of grass, which may have appeared in a game like Duck Hunt, is not iconic. It is not something you can copyright. They're going to get their freaking amount they're asking for completely slashed. And their idea for punitive damages are going to get tossed out the window because they're being supervillains.
I don't see it that way. I think they're just out to make a big splash. They want to just hit hard and make sure that everybody knows they're not fucking around.
Yes, and that's fine. And, it's pretty standard for a company to make a legal action against one person involved, let's say one company or person involved in an action that a bunch of people are part of. They want to go out there, pop them on the nose, bloody their nose so that the rest of them know, hey, this company means business. Let's not fuck with them.
You mean like Napster?
But what they did here was, instead of bloody someone's nose, they basically threw them on the ground and curb stomped them until they were squished. This is way beyond the pale. And yes, you're right. Legally, they have every right to do it. But legally does not mean it's morally right to do.
I never once said it was morally right. I said they have the legal high ground. if this is what they want to do, the law is beside them.
Wow, legal and high ground. Usually those are not terms you use together, but I get what you're saying. I absolutely do. I still think that every time I picture the president of Nintendo, I'm going to think of Scott Evil from now on. Because obviously Scott Evil was the worst of the whole Evil family. Dr. Evil was just stupid. Scott Evil actually wanted to do things. Next thing I'm going to wonder is if Nintendo's going to have their label you burned into the surface of the moon with a laser.
That would be cool to see, actually.
No, it wouldn't.
As the moon rotates, it goes from Goodyear to Nintendo.
Anyway, as somebody who cares about the retro gaming scene, especially on the emulation side of things, this isn't going to stop anything. I can guarantee you that. That's the main thing. Not. Most of these websites are run out of like Russia or China or someplace like that, where Nintendo has literally no reach whatsoever. They can't do a damn thing about it. And they don't even bother going after people that are torrenting and that sort of thing, because there's literally no point.
But if they don't do something, if they don't make some kind of statement, regardless of how ineffectual it is, if they don't make a statement, if they don't do something, that's just going to spur more people into doing what the others are doing right now.
See, I disagree, though, in this regard. They're going after somebody who literally has no way of defending themselves and has no chance. So, basically because their website looked very Nintendo-y. And I get where they might be pissed about that, but that's where a cease and desist followed by, oh, by the way, you know, you remove all of our stuff right now, and for previous things, we're demanding you provide us this. For, you know, we're estimating you made this much over this amount of time, and we can, you know, drop this $100 million lawsuit on you, or we, you know, destroy your world, or you can just pay up a reasonable amount and stop doing it.
Well,
and that would have been a much more effective way of handling the thing, because then they would have
that they didn't send a cease and desist order, and who says it didn't get ignored, and so they went to the next step.
Yes, you could say that, but at the same time, knowing the way Nintendo treats YouTubers and live streamers and basically anybody that even looks sideways at something, or they even believe may have infringed, even though they didn't, this sounds very much like Nintendo going way overboard again, because they just want the cash. And it's like, oh, we don't want people showing our games. We don't want people showing our games. Oh, no, we absolutely do. But we want 50% of the revenue that you make off of your live stream or your video. It's that. Again, they're reaching in people's pockets. Only this time they're going, hey, we're going after the people that are providing ROMs for games we don't even sell anymore.
Well,
I'm not saying they're not.
The matter is, it's illegal and yeah,
questionably legal. The legality is still questionable. It has not been tested in court yet. The Digital Millennium Copyright Act has not really had a full test in court. Well, it looks
like it's getting its test now.
Doesn't it? Oh my.
So now it's time to sit back and see how it all shuffles out.
That's true. That's very true. It could very well turn out that Nintendo gets embarrassed by this.
A judge could step in and say, you're fucking crazy. Get out of my court.
Dismissed with prejudice. Which case, they would just have all these other ROM companies go, ha ha ha, and double down.
Or a judge could step in and say, you're absolutely right, and you know what? I think the amount is not high enough.
That's where they'd go triple punitive damages.
And then it's a matter of just zot, 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 and just start smacking people.
Yep. Here's your $400 million penalty. So, yep. I mean, yeah, it's like the NFL got sued by the original XFL and their owners. Mm-hmm. Yes, the XFL is coming back, but that's neither here nor there. Donald Trump was the big impetus behind the XFL suing the NFL. And the XFL won. They won, after attorney's fees, just over a dollar.
Uh-huh.
And that, basically, yes, they absolutely won. They were absolutely legally correct. But they were also completely egregious and stupid. And the judge made that point by going, yeah, here's what you're going to get. You're going to get a token. And I think that's probably what's going to end up happening here, that either they're going to say, nope, yep, Nintendo, you're destroying these people, because there's no way that $100 million, come on, you might as well ask for a billion, $2 billion, $5 billion. It's a number that's well beyond anything that this company could ever do. And since it's a company, you can't touch the people that are league that are behind it because it's a corporation. The corporation shields them. So what assets do they get? A computer that may have been used to make the website and run it, a server. They ask for $100 million, they get some junk that they can literally do nothing with. Woo. And the person will just start a new website. That's how little this means when it comes down to it. It's just super villainy all over again. All they're trying to do is scare everybody into not doing anything with their stuff. This is why I refuse to live stream or make videos with anything Nintendo, ever. I don't even show anything of theirs on my websites, never have. I have nothing to do with them. I'll play their games, but that's it.
That's what they want. They want everybody to do that.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm saying they're shooting themselves in the foot.
Oh, they are. I mean, Nintendo should absolutely be number one in the console market. It shouldn't even be close. And yet, they're number three. And they haven't pulled themselves out of number three since the 90s?
Mm-hmm.
Before the Xbox even was released? Actually, you could argue that they weren't ahead of any console after the PlayStation 1. The PlayStation 2 did better than the Nintendo 64 and the GameCube. The Wii. Oh, I'm sorry. The Wii did better in its generation. It sold the most.
I think it was like 90-some million.
It was insane. The Wii was awesome, and it was a flash in the pan. They haven't had a winner like that since back to the original Nintendo in Nintendo Entertainment System. Now the Switch, doing really well, and they're saying it could become the best-selling console of this generation. Could.
We'll see.
We'll see. But you know what? They would actually have a real good argument for why they're going after this ROM company if they would actually release a store, an online store like they had for the Wii, and for the Wii U, where they would sell people
the ROMs,
the games to play on the Switch.
That would be awesome.
But apparently they have no plans to do so. They're going to have a rental service, kind of a Netflix-like service, where you get basically the use of some older games. So they've said there may be some of their classic games get tossed in there. But that's not the same thing. So, yeah, no, I know I'm coming at this from a biased point of view, obviously, but seriously, what the hell? Who in their right mind thought this was a good idea?
Apparently somebody did.
Yeah, somebody went, ooh, let's do the biggest possible number we can have. Let's count individual things. Really? Really? That's just...
Reed can do amazing things. But the amazingly stupid things in some cases.
Their legal department has to know they're not getting shit from these people. Literally nothing. Because the company will just go bankrupt.
They don't care.
They
can't afford it.
It's what, $30 to form an LLC? And they'll just do it again. They'll be back in operation within a week. Oh, they'll gain, at most, they'll gain the ownership of the names of those websites. Woohoo!
Your names.
And there are pretty good names.
Yeah.
But I could pick one right now. I bet you I could go to my my website, you know, hosting. They have a place where you can look for and buy URLs to attach to your site. I bet you I could get a better name for a ROM site within 10 minutes than Love ROMs. Love Retro is pretty good, but I bet you I Love Retro is even better. Or We Love Retro is even better. It's not hard to come up with these things. So, it's just really, really. Someone should just, you know, hire a mini-me for the president of Nintendo. You might as well. Anywho, I'm spent on this. How about you?
I just think that Nintendo is, like I said before, they're trying to just make a big impact. Whether it works or not, we'll see. And once it goes through court, if it goes to court, they may drop it. Who knows?
Yeah, it's fine. There's big impacts where, like, you slam your fist on a table and get everyone's attention. Not like a meteor hitting the Yucatan Peninsula and knocking out all life on the Earth planet for a couple million years. Some things are bigger than others. Some things are a little more egregious. Just saying.
Well.
But we all agree they are perfectly in a legal place to do exactly what they're doing.
Yep.
Anyway, till next time. I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you actually listened to the whole episode? I'm frankly shocked, and have lost a little bit of respect for you, to be honest. But since you are obviously a glutton for punishment, why don't you drop by our new website, squirmy.com? It can't be a much bigger time waster than this podcast has been, can it? Actually, yes, it totally can, but check it out anyway.